When it comes to the power of education, it leads into greater ideas and makes us think about knowledge and smart people that are successful throughout the world. So, education and power are the key words in that term. Power is one thing, but you really can't have too much power without a great amount of knowledge. It all really depends. So, what exactly is the power of education? According to Made for Minds, it states that education means more than acquiring knowledge. It empowers people to develop personally and become politically active. What this basically means is that education not only helps you learn new things, but it also leads you in a direction that you want to go in and helps you develop as a person, basically. Education affects us in so many different ways. You can use your knowledge to create something great, like Malala's father is trying to do in the chapter 3 of I Am Malala. Malala's father was basically trying to go to door to door to collect children to educate at the school he wanted to build, but he was having a hard time doing that. It may have been that the children's families didn't understand how important education was, or the families were too poor to afford it. Although many people go to school and have an education here in the US, many people don't know how lucky they are to actually have an education. For an example, many people complain that they don't want to get up in the morning to get ready for school, and some kids decide that they rather would just not go at all, and they eventually just drop out. But kids that live in poorer countries would do anything to get a free education, anything, and learn new things basically every day. For an example, in the book I Am Malala, once again, it's basically just about a young girl who wanted a better education. She lived in Pakistan, and she wanted to stand up for education, and she was shot by the Taliban and still managed to survive and become a public figure for not only her country, but her people, all around the world. So I myself believe education is very important for the youth because the youth is basically going to determine the future. A lot of kids are really lazy these days, and it's going to affect the future a lot if it stays that way. It's not like the government needs to pay us to go to school. I mean, if you know what I mean, but I think it has to do with the levels of encouragement that that our parents and inspirations give us. Like I was saying, not everyone has the chance to be fully knowledgeable of their own government or history of his or own country. Truthful, schools in Russia probably don't even give good information, or like schools in North Korea don't give good information about their actual government. And anyway, school can be tough sometimes, but kids are gonna have to just push themselves through because that's the only way you're gonna get hard work done. So, me and Jesus have both been going to school our whole lives, and we both understand how boring and pointless it can be sometimes. But we just gotta push through because that's how things are. So, Jesus says that he believes that education is very important because it helps develop us as as people, and it helps us understand how things work. It prepares us for the adult world, and it helps us decide what we want to be in the future, depending on what types of hobbies we enjoy and what we like to do in our spare time. When you listen to smart people talking about how important education really is, some people tend to tune out of that kind of conversation for the reason being that it can be kind of boring. People just need to realize that it's more important. One of the biggest things we try to remember is that our education will lead us into bigger and better things in the future. The end.